All right. We are here today and we have special guests in the studio today, holiday actors. And I'm just going to let them introduce themselves now.
Hi, everybody. My name is Princess Tiana, and I am so excited to be hosting a royal ball. Is everybody super excited to come and try all of the food? Oh, it's the holiday season. That means there's a lot of different food to try. What's my favorite food to make in the holidays? Oh, I know. Me and my mama will make a nice big bowl of gumbo just to heat up on those cold nights.
Wow. If anybody knows who that is, you probably guessed it. That is Princess Tiana here in the studio. And we're all excited, actually, to head to that royal holiday ball. So make sure you're heading out there today. We'll talk a little bit more about that event. We still have some other people to introduce themselves here.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. No, it's not yet, is it? Well, hello. This, of course, is Santa Claus. So good to be here in a nice sunny place. I took a day off just to come out and visit for a couple of days. Couldn't bring the reindeer, though. No flyovers except on Christmas. You know how the rules are. So it's very good to see. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone at the ball and sharing some food. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Ho, 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 ho.
And that's Santa Claus, everyone, if you didn't know. And he's here as well, so you don't want to miss that. Who else is here today?
Hello, my dear friends. This is Queen Elsa, and I am so excited to see all your shining, beautiful faces. Now, I couldn't bring Olaf with me to Bahrain because it's a little too warm here, even in December. However, I do have some other frosty friends with me as well.
Oh, that's right. Brought Jack Frost along with you. I think that's a pretty good alternative, if you had to say so myself. I mean, I think I'm probably the coolest guy around Christmas this time next to you, of course, Elsa. But I think I'm a pretty good replacement for Olaf.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Princess Belle. I'm so excited to be joining this amazing royal ball that Tiana's helping us all put on. And I also wanted to bring a very special prince with me.
Hello, everybody. I am Prince Adam, along here with my beauty. And we are so excited to celebrate this very momentous occasion with you all.
So excited to see them all at the royal holiday ball tomorrow. They're going to be all dressed up and they're going to be doing some dance sing-along songs with you all. We're going to talk a little bit more about that right after the break, so make sure to stay around.
You tried other stations at work, but all the plants died. Today's best music is on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
All right, we're back here in the studio with some friends with us. So they're going to tell us a little bit more about the event that we're expecting. That is tomorrow, the Royal Holiday Ball. And just what should we expect from you all?
Hey, Princess Tiana here, my friends. What to expect from a royal ball? That is a perfect question. Well, whenever I go out on the town, I like to do dancing and dinner. So we're going to have some food. We're going to dance around. And it's a lot easier now that I'm not a frog. I can cut a rug.
And my friends, we are also going to learn all of the wonderful things that make being a royal so special, because all of you are just as royal as the rest of us. So we will teach you how to be poised like a true princess, to bow like a prince, and enjoy the royal ball as a true royal.
Now, speaking of dancing, we're so very excited to be dancing with each and every one of you. I remember when I first became a princess, how much I loved to learn to dance. It truly was one of my favorite things, as I didn't have much experience before.
That is right, my beauty. Yes, of course. Now, we are actually excited to dance with you, so that way you'll know how to dance at these royal occasions. Now, my beauty, isn't it right that we'll actually be having a little special dance ourselves?
Oh, of course, honey. That would be correct. As all of you may know, we have a very special dance number that we love to do together. We hope that you join us for that as well.
And then once all you cool kids have gotten tired of eating and dancing, have a fantastic time, we can sit down and make some cards you can send to Santa. I'll teach you how to keep them cool so they can stay frozen all the way to the North Pole. What do you think of that, Santa? Does this sound like a plan?
I think that's an absolutely brilliant plan. We can go and we'll have the... I brought my magic mailbox, which is nice. It'll go straight from here to the elves themselves.
Oh, my goodness. That's so exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited. It'll make it much, much easier for things. And then we can spend more time talking and chatting. And, of course, you can tell me personally what you want for Christmas. But, you know, the letter's a nice touch. And Mrs. Claus does love to read the letters. They make her very, very happy. I was going over the naughty and nice list, and not a single one of you made it onto the naughty list so far.
Oh, my goodness. We're so proud of you all.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be very, very easy this year. I really enjoy it. So thank you, children, for being good and, of course, continuing to be good, which I know you will.
Santa, it sounds like you're going to be very busy visiting Bahrain on Christmas Eve.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many wonderful, wonderful children everywhere on this base. And I am beyond words with how excited I am about this.
Oh, my goodness. And do they perhaps have some of those elves that are reporting back to you on if they're being nice as well this year?
Well, yes, that was on the list. There's none of the not in it list.
That's amazing.
Not a single one.
I guess all those elves on the shelves are really doing an amazing job this year.
Oh, yes, we've got the angels in the field, as they say. Yes, keeping an eye on things. Works out quite well.
Well, we are so excited to see all of your shining faces. Now, do you care telling us the time that all of our royal friends can join us at the ball?
That is right. So that is going to be at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the MPR in Building 261 tomorrow. That's right. Friday, December 12th in the MPR. And that is free for all family and kids to also be there. So definitely you want to mark your calendars and see all these friends here with us tomorrow. They'll be there. And we're going to jump in right back to the music. We'll be right back.
Is it hot in here or is it just AFN the Eagle? AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
All right. So I just want to know, for the dancing that's going to take place, do people need to be like dancers already? Will you kind of teach them how to do the little dance song number there?
Oh my goodness, that's such a wonderful question. And I have to say, when I first became a princess, that I was also very nervous, you know? There's so many royal members that all know how to do these amazing moves and really put together a beautiful ball. But the best thing about being royal is that you can actually just lend a hand and invite someone else to learn all about what it's like to dance just like a prince or a princess.
And one thing that I find helps with dancing is what you're wearing.
Yes,
right? Definitely. Oh, I'm so excited to get ready with you two. Get ready with all of my friends.
Oh my goodness. I think it's so fun. We always make it such a big deal to come together and get ready and make sure we feel very festive and fun together.
Mm-hmm. And we're wearing such special outfits. We're deciding to dress in completely different outfits just to make sure that we are ready for the ball, our favorite dresses for our holiday season. Elsa, aren't you wearing something extra special tomorrow?
I am. You know, they did tell me that I can't use my ice powers here on base. However, before we got here, I was able to make a very special, very sparkly ice dress.
Oh my goodness, I think that is my favorite dress that you wear.
Thank you. I can't wait to twirl on the dance floor with all of my beautiful friends and all of you too.
Oh, but won't it melt, Elsa?
Actually, no. I can use my permafrost that I used for Olaf.
Oh!
The dress preserved and perfect. So I hope you can all come and wear your sparkly dresses, too.
And I guess it's a good thing that we have Jack Frost with us just in case we might need.
That's right. You need any cooling down, you just let me know, Elsa. I got you.
Now, for those of you friends that may have been here, Elsa and I visited quite a few friends. What was that? Just about a year ago.
Just about a year ago. That's right.
And I know there may still be some friends here on the base, and we are so excited to see you again. So please be sure to come and give both of us a nice warm hug.
We've missed you all so much, and we cannot wait to see your beautiful faces again.
And is there any special song numbers that we might be recognizable to us, possibly, that you'd like to share?
I think we might be able to let some go.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Let them go.
And we're almost there.
Oh my goodness. What a tale as old as time for you. Speaking of a tale as old as time, I know Santa Claus travels the entire world on one magical eve every single year. And Santa, I think you were mentioning that some of the bravest, most amazing military kids have taught you a lot about the traditions around the world.
That is the one wonderful thing about this time of year, especially on a base like this, is people from all over the place are getting together and they get to share those traditions, whether it's putting walnuts in a wooden shoe or eating gumbo together in a shared meal. All of these things are very, and we get to share that together. All together, when we stay in one place, we just see what we have at home. But when we're here, You get to share everybody else's traditions, and that's absolutely beautiful, whether you hang a stocking or I don't know. What do you like to do over there? Anything?
Well, you know, Santa, I like to bring the cold no matter where I am. You know, sometimes some areas are colder than others, of course.
That's very true.
But still, I like to bring the frost just like you like to bring the magic to every area that we go to. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how all of these traditions come together, and we can even teach some new ones to the amazing cool kids that are going to be on base.
Ooh, do you know what my favorite tradition is?
What, Santa?
Leaving out cookies for Santa.
Oh, Santa.
I do love a good cookie.
Oh, my goodness.
And some milk. Oh, so nice.
Oh, you know, I do make some mean cookies, Santa. I'll definitely make sure that I leave out the ones that I leave out for you every year. You know, one of my favorite traditions, like I said, is making gumbo or making a big meal with my family to be able to have it on Christmas morning. But because I'm from New Orleans, I might be making food that's a little warm. Is that okay for you too, Elsa and Frost?
I think we can handle a little bit.
All right, yeah, I'm cool with that.
You know, one of my favorite traditions is Anna and Kristoff and I like to make a huge pot of hot cocoa to share with all of our friends in Arendelle. And maybe tomorrow we can share some hot cocoa too together. Wouldn't that be so special?
That sounds great, as long as you're okay with me not having any. But more for the rest of
you. Oh, it might melt you, Jack Frost. That's right.
Actually, yeah. Princess Anna just started making an iced hot cocoa. I forget what she's calling it, though. What is it called?
Oh, frosty cocoa.
Oh, that's so perfect.
I had some of that. It's actually quite delicious.
It is, like right? It's okay. Great for a warm place like this, you know.
Wow.
You know, it's so cold that even Olaf can drink it. So I think it'll be okay for you, too.
Hey, if it's good enough for Olaf, it's good enough for me.
You know, I have to ask, Prince Adam, what is your favorite holiday tradition that we do?
Well, my favorite holiday tradition, in my honest opinion, apart from visiting the library and reading books with you, my love, I think it would be having a bit of a snowball fight.
Oh, of course.
I don't think there'll be any snow touching down. Will there be, Elsa?
You know, they did say I can't use my ice powers here, so we can always use imaginary snow.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a great idea.
Maybe my favorite tradition might just take place.
There we go.
AFM The Eagle. Don't like it? Try it with ketchup. Serving America's best.
Yeah, Prince, and that's how the snowball fight usually will go, so just be ready for that, okay?
I understand. Okay. Well, I'll be keeping an eye out for you then, Jack Frost.
All right, very good.
It sounds like you'll be competitors, most definitely.
Yeah, we might be. But, you know, we just want to spend some time with all of the royal members that we have here on base. And, of course, after we're all done, we can take some pictures, too.
I think that'd be a great idea. Yeah. I think it would be really wonderful if we were able to capture some royal portraits and show all of these amazing, brave, powerful children exactly how royal they already are.
I think that's a great idea.
Speaking of those royal portraits, actually, Belle, isn't it right that actually you've been sending me some of those through the mail, right?
Yes, actually, I learned this amazing tradition from a few families before where you take these holiday portraits and then you send them in a holiday card.
In a holiday card.
Yeah.
I see.
That's right. You know, and I'm really excited to write some holiday cards back to my family back home in Arendelle. Aww. You know, I'm traveling all this Christmas season to visit all of you wonderful people. And I think I should send some letters to Anna and Olaf and Kristoff and Sven even. What do you think?
Oh, Sven will love that.
You know, he might eat the card. I know. You know, he did eat the candles off of the birthday cake because he thought they were carrots. So, you know, maybe not the brightest reindeer in the bunch, but...
But definitely the sweetest.
Definitely the sweetest.
Oh, man, there's so many different reindeer. You have a reindeer friend. Is there anyone else here that has reindeer friends?
I might have a few. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph, yes.
I feel like Rudolph and Sven would get along quite well.
I think they would. They have a similar energy. They just prance about and have some fun and just be ridiculous together. I'd love to see that, so hopefully someday.
Now, Jack Frost, is Rudolph's nose red because you nipped at his nose?
Oh!
Okay, yeah, I did. But also, I think it worked out for the best, really, because sometimes I make a big flurry. It gets really hard to see when you're flying up there, Santa.
It is very helpful in the long run, yes, so yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I think it's wonderful that you work together to make a white Christmas in different parts of the world, but also make sure that Santa can fly.
Exactly. That's very important. It's a balancing act, it really
Absolutely.
Is, you know? But we got to make it a little cold for the holidays.
Oh, but we don't really need the snow for the reindeer. They're very good.
True.
They've got good traction on the sand and things like that. It works out quite well. So yes, we have no problems getting here. Not as many chimneys as I would like, but I've been working on air ducts. So yes,
air
that's...
Air ducts? Oh, yes. That's quite
so
a
So I can
trick.
Definitely get in anywhere here.
Oh,
no
my
problem.
Goodness.
No problem. Yes.
Wow. We get some of those air ducts in our castle, perhaps.
Oh, well, we could definitely try. Maybe you use the fireplace this year and we have a different option next year.
Oh, that would be delightful. Yes,
and
yes,
also,
yes.
What cookies were you hoping for this year? So we maybe might able to make them.
Sugar. We like this sugar. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, my friends, there's so much to discuss. And I think that we'll be able to do so much of it tomorrow at 6 to 9 p.m. in the multipurpose room. We really, really hope to see you there. Bye, my friends.